I wanted to thank you very much for having us this morning. It's great to be here to be able to fellowship with you and worship our Lord together. I wanted to share with you some current statistics that are for our country. 60% of all children spend all or part of their childhood in single-parent homes. 75% of teenage suicides come from broken homes. And 72% of adolescent murderers grew up without a father. And last, two-thirds of high school students, high school dropouts, grew up without a dad at home. Some of those are pretty staggering. If you think about, you know, it's even with divorce rates are high, very high. And you just think about all the things that are, as you think about the difference of family as you grew up into family now, many of you who are senior citizens here have been able to see some drastic changes in our culture. And it's very much not the same anymore today as we struggle through just the whole idea of what family is anymore has drastically changed. Family life as a ministry, we exist because we want to help families change, families to understand what God's plan is for marriage and family. And we would love to tell you, we're going to tell you how family life does it. First, we're going to have our kids and our family come up here and we'll share a little bit with you. He's got the whole world in His hands. 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 He's got Illinois in His hands. He's got Illinois in His hands. He's got Illinois. In His hands, He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got Little Rock, Arkansas. In His hands, He's got Little Rock, Arkansas. In His hands, He's got Little Rock, Arkansas. In His hands, He's got the whole world in His hands. One of the main reasons we sing that song, if you didn't recognize it up on the screen, the Ministry of Family Life is headquartered in Little Rock, Arkansas, and we will be heading down there as soon as we finish raising our support. And one of the things that we teach our kids as we're doing this support raising is the same God that's with us here in Illinois while we're doing this is going to be the same God that's with us in Little Rock, Arkansas while we serve Him with the Ministry of Family Life. We want to give our kids the opportunity to share with you just some of their thoughts about the whole ministry thing and just being missionary kids. This is Alex. Alex is 11 years old now. He's in fifth grade. And Alex, how do you feel about being a missionary kid with Family Life?
I like it because we get to move a lot, and I really like
it. Yeah, we've moved considerably. We moved to Illinois. We came on staff while we lived in North Carolina. And then moved back to Illinois. This is where I grew up, and we know a lot more people than we did in North Carolina. And so he enjoys the moving thing. We're going to be moving to Arkansas, too. This is Aiden. Aiden is 7 years old, and Aiden is in first grade. Aiden, how do you feel about being a missionary kid with Family Life? Yeah, we get to be together as a family a lot more. Just being with a family ministry, obviously, you know, there's a lot of benefit to, you know, we get to travel to different places together, get to spend a lot of time together. And this is, over here is our only daughter among the five kids. And Addison is just turned 6 in October. And Addison, how do you feel about being with Family Life? Yeah, we get babysitters a lot. Addison's only opportunity to have other girls around. And Alex, are you excited about moving to Little Rock?
Kind of not, because there's a lot of family here, and we're going to leave them, but we're going to get some more family.
Yeah, like I said before, we moved up here. Alex
as a side note, loves the cold. I don't like the cold. But we have a lot of family that lives around here, but as we move to Little Rock, we have some family on my wife's side that lives not far from Little Rock. And Aiden, how do you feel about moving to Little Rock? It's warmer there. Aiden is one who likes the warmth, and I concur with him on that. Addison, how do you feel about moving to, are you excited about moving to Little Rock? She's not very excited about moving. One of the things that we learned soon after becoming staff members, they wait until after you say yes, and then they say, well, we also have very large bugs around here, including tarantulas. And so that's one of the downfalls of warmer weather. And we wanted to share with you our family verse that we've kept as our family verse since we've started this, and it's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Make sure I got this. The ministry of family life is based on four core messages. The first of these is your personal repentance and purity. This is just stating that your relationship with Jesus Christ is first and foremost. You know, there's a lot of families who will do a lot of changes, anything they can, to make life easier or happier for themselves. But if you've not known Jesus Christ, you know, I want you to understand that He is the real change factor. It's great to go on dates and take your spouse and bring flowers. But if you want lasting change in your marriage, your family, Christ is where you need to start. Number two is the sacred covenant of marriage. One man, one woman, married for a lifetime. In our culture, we've talked about cultural changes. In our culture today, says very differently. We say, our culture is saying, you know, it could be any gender, it could be any number of years, and that's clearly not what the Word of God has to say. Third is the sanctity of God-ordained roles, that men and women are created equal in value by God, but we're very distinct and different as far as our functions concerned in marriage. Oops. We're working on this. You want to push that button? Keep going. Maybe. Let's see this. Oh, look at that. This is parenting issues to last for generations to come. And as you think about this, you may have some families that come to mind who have just done a fabulous job with their families. And generations past, you can look and see the Christian values being passed around. And I'm glad to have my grandparents here this morning. This is one thing that they haven't got to hear us say. But every time we meet with churches and we meet with individuals about our ministry, we get to share with them about the great heritage that my grandparents have left. You know, 66 years of marriage that just celebrated, I believe, is August, right? And for me, I love getting goosebumps now just talking about just the Christian heritage they've left behind. You think about there's a very large family. Most all know Christ as their Savior, and many are just very willing to share their faith, and I attribute that very much to my grandparents, and just their willingness to not just say, we're going to be married for a long time, but that we're going to be married for a long time, we're going to commit to each other, and we're going to pass on the Christian values generation to generation.
So those are our messages, and we have a lot of different ways that we get those out to the public. Usually the most well-known thing about the Ministry of Family Life is our conferences, and specifically the Weekend to Remember conferences that we put on. These are a marriage conference. It goes from a Friday evening to a Sunday afternoon, and they're held in the larger cities around the country here. And they run anywhere from 500 to 3,000 attendees, one of these, kind of just whatever the hotel can accommodate. And they just go into depth about different issues in marriage, communication, just a lot of things that are involved in marriage. And they're just really having an impact on marriages. Actually, we have some friends of ours that have a really neat story. They told us they went to one. And actually, to back up, they had been married 8 years. They had two small children. And they had been separated several times, and things were just not going well. he was an electrical engineer and she was a nurse, and they were each just putting in tons of hours so they would never see each other. And when they did see each other, they said all they did was fight. And she had been to a divorce lawyer. She was just ready to call it quits. And a doctor friend of hers, though, said, you know, before you actually do, just go to this conference I heard about. You know, who knows, maybe it'll be good before you actually finally make that commitment to divorce each other. So really, by the grace of God, they did end up at a Weekend to Remember conference. And the gospel was given on Saturday night, as it is at all of our conferences. And they both, on Saturday night, gave their lives to the Lord and invited him to be their Savior. And they were so drastically changed when they got home Sunday evening. Their children were like, wow, who are you? And what did you do with my parents? And they said that they really committed. They found the building blocks they needed at this conference to really to make their marriage last and to make it what God wanted it to be. And now this year they just celebrated 25 years of marriage, and they're actually serving the Lord at Family Life.
Some of the different way, another way that we get our messages out is through our internet. Through the internet, it's at familylife.com, and at the ministry website, you can find helpful ideas for your marriage and family. If you just go to the webpage, there's a place you can just type in keyword. If you're interested in adoption, or you're having problems with your teenager, or you know you want to find out you know really anything about marriage and family, you just type in the keyword that you're looking for, and articles will just pop up. You know, we have thousands of articles that are available that have been written by many people on the Family Life staff and others. You can also find there the broadcast online. Some of you work maybe a night shift or an early morning shift when the radio program might be on in your area, and you just really want to listen. And so but you can't. And so you can go to the internet and listen online any time of the day you feel like, and even so much that we have our radio programs archived where if you miss one, you wanted to get the full, maybe it was a two-parter and you missed one, you can listen to that. You can also shop our resource center. At Family Life, one of our big things is our resources, and we help people get those out. I mean, you can shop online there. All the resources you see on the back table there, you can order by either calling Family Life or you can order them from the online store. You can also, if you're interested, we have magazines that you can have put in your inbox. We just email them to you if you sign up for them. And just a great resource to keep on growing and learning about family and marriage. And last is getting e-cards. If any of you are like me, you're just very cheap, and you don't like to spend money at Hallmark for anywhere from $3 to $7 a card. There we have partnered with a greeting card organization, Christian Greeting Cards, and they have provided where you can send free e-cards off of Family Life's website. You just go there, click on the tab that says e-card, send e-card, and there you go. You send a free message to somebody you love. Another way we get our messages out is through our radio program. These, I believe, are the ones that are local for your area. We have Freeport and Moline. This fellow up here on top, that is the president of Family Life, Dennis Rainey. He is the one that began the ministry of Family Life back in 1976. And down here on the bottom is Bob Lapine and Ashley Eskew. Ashley is actually Dennis Rainey's daughter. And they do a radio program called Family Life This Week. You can hear it on Saturdays. And it's just a recap of what's going on with the Family Life Today program throughout the rest of the week.
Another avenue that we use to get the message of God's Word out to families is what we call our home builder studies. And what these are is different Bible studies. There's 20 different topics, around 20 different topics that we have right now. And what these are is, like, as you can see, the different booklets. And each study is about a 6 to 8 week Bible study. And there's lots of different topics, ranging from pre-marriage to empty nesters and kind of everything in between. Communication in your marriage, finances in your marriage, all about raising and disciplining children. And these are designed to use in Sunday schools. A lot of Sunday school classes will use them. Or sometimes a couple will host them in their home and invite their neighbors over for kind of a